NTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. For the second straight reporting period, neither New Mexico nor Texas have reported an increase in measles cases, even though a positive measles sample was found through wastewater testing in Roswell. The sample was taken on June 3rd as part of a wastewater testing initiative that has been conducted in 11 treatment facilities around New Mexico since March. The New Mexico total number of measles cases remains the second highest in the nation at 81, spread across 7 counties, and with the majority of those cases in Lee County. While Texas remains the highest in the nation with 744 cases. The most cases in Texas remains in Gaines County with 411. El Paso County has reported 58 cases and Lubbock 53. A wanted fugitive, Saul Peralta, is in jail after trying to hide from police in a child's bedroom. Peralta was stopped outside of Artesia for drug investigation. Police say he took off, leading them on a chase through the city before stop sticks flattened his truck tires, forcing him to stop. Police say that's when he ran away, and they found him in the Abbo Apartments in a child's bedroom. Police found guns and money in his truck, and Peralta is facing several charges, including fleeing and child abuse. He also has a U.S. Marshals hold and is facing additional federal charges. And at their most recent public meeting, the Carlsbad City Council heard a lack of housing stood above all other issues studied by a consulting firm hired to draft a plan for the next 5 years of development in Carlsbad. The new plan will update the city's previous comprehensive plan completed in 2020, and many issues were the same, including the top issue, affordable housing. The final plan will be put to a vote at a City Council future meeting, likely this summer, said officials with Albuquerque-based Census Planning. No official action was taken at the meeting. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.